Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations Radio, giving a voice back to the community, to the community, to the community, to the community, to the community.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show. Thank you.
Love it, love it, love it. I'm sweating already. Yes, we welcome you. We welcome you. We open our hearts to you. The ancestors are welcoming you. You're welcoming them. And we're just having a universal party. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning. Good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and we get our dance on. And we welcome the ancestors. We're not afraid to welcome the ancestors. We're not even afraid to say we have ancestors. Yeah, can you believe that? We do. There are people on the other... Okay, people. I guess you'd say people. There are people on the other side just orchestrating things. As a matter of fact, we're living out their lives, and we don't even know it. Anyway, Lisa's here. She's going to break it down. We'll just see what happens, because, you know, Lisa and I, we sometimes we can be brave to go into places nobody's willing to go. So we're going into the ancestral realm, and, you know, if you have any issues with what we share, take it to the ancestors. We're just being an open channel. Isn't that right, Lisa?
You are so funny, Andre.
Because we've done the ritual, we welcome them, and hey, whatever happens is whatever happens.
That's right. I'm happy to be here with you and everybody else and everybody's ancestors.
Yes. The good thing is you don't know where any of us live. So you can't find us. I don't know what I'm on, but I think the ancestors are taking over my body. This ain't how they talking. Oh, wow. Yes. It's time for Ancestral Blueprint. That was Giwai Mata, and the title of that song is Funga. We welcome you. Thank you for tuning in. And, quick announcement. Some of you who were here earlier and yesterday would already know that I'm taking a seven-day break from hosting. I'm working and taking a seven-day break from not being on the computer. What else was I told not to do? I was told to not do other things, to go read, to write letters. I don't even know what that is, write letters to people or mail it. I don't understand. Write letters? That's so old school. But anyway, I'm going to really do my best to enjoy my time away. I'll be back next July. July 6th with a guest, Jill Labour. Labau, I guess. Simon will correct me again in the chat room. But yes, it's going to be a good show. We're talking about feng shui, your mind, clearing your mind. That's what I need to do. I need to clear my mind, so I got to take a break. But right now, it is time for Ancestral Blueprints. And Lisa Iverson, how are you doing today?
I'm really doing very well. Very happy to be here and looking forward to our conversation.
Yeah, it should be fun. And we'll see what happens. So, let's see. You know what I'm actually feeling today? You know, we do Ancestral Blueprints once a month. And I can hear the ancestors breathing down that line. I mean, cause you, I know you're not you, so we just welcome the breath of life. But... you know, we got new listeners. We always get new listeners every show. And some people may know what Ancestral Blueprints is. Sometimes I hear people say, what is Ancestral Blueprints? What is it about? I'm just feeling led for us to kind of set a foundation again for listeners, new listeners and old listeners, not chronologically, you've been a long time, but just to give a foundation for what Ancestral Blueprint is.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea. That's a great place to start. So Ancestral Blueprints is the phrase that came to me many years ago while I was writing a book to describe the map that lives inside of our soul of the connection between who and where we come from and us. So the connection between our ancestors and us and our descendants. So that phrase was influenced by my experience over many years with an approach to healing called family constellations or systemic constellations, which was developed by a man named Bert Hellinger from Germany many, many years ago. People can learn about him online. Hellinger.com is a way to learn about him. We can give my websites later to, you know, learn about this approach. But basically, the noticing from that work is we're just not as original as we like to think that we are. And so, you know, what's happened in our ancestors' lives is often deeply affecting us much more than we realize. And so there's a resonance for most of us that we have with them, particularly around unacknowledged truth in family life. And so this resonance happens in a really unconscious place. It's in a place where for the family soul is a phrase that Hellinger used to describe this place. And so Ancestral Blueprints that's the phrase that for me makes sense, how to describe that map and that connection.
Right, right, right. I want to welcome all the listeners in the chat room, on the phone lines, Celeste, all the numbers I don't recognize, Tanya, I recognize that number. Those of you in the chat room, Awakening Heart, a.k.a. Betty, Piggy is my co-producer, who's taking a break. Notably, Nisi, Tamara Joy, Electra, Virtual Office Center, and all those that are listening to the archive right now, because when you're listening to the archive, it will be right now. So thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints. Lisa, I got to confess here. There's something that you said that when I heard it, it's like I was hearing it for the first time. I know I've heard it before, but something moved in me. When you talk about ancestral blueprints, it's about the map that lives inside of our soul. I felt that like never before. You know, the idea of a map that lives inside of a soul, a map leads us to a direction, a destination where we're going on a journey. And say more about that, because I don't know if I have a question. You know, that's what happens on this show. I visualize a map in my soul that if I do what I need to do, if I pay attention, if I get still long enough, if I get on that map, I can actually go where my soul is leading me, that will bring fulfillment. I mean, that's what's coming up for me, but just say more about that, please.
Yeah, thank you. You know, one of the gifts of this monthly conversation we have is it really is about being present and noticing what language comes through each of us, you know, to describe the topic that brings us together for this show, which is about our ancestors. So map, you know, it's partly about belonging. Where does everybody belong?
Mm-hmm.
What's everybody's relationship with one another? What's the connection that everybody has with one another? Sometimes, often, we are going in a direction in our lives that we think our own direction, but really it has to do with following a direction unconsciously, blindly, that our ancestors went. And sometimes we may want to go in a different direction than what they went, but we don't feel free to do so. And that has to do with our love for them, our blind love. It's not pathology. It's nothing like that. It has to do with a drive for truth to be seen and a drive for everybody's experience, both the ones who've gone before us and our own and the people who are alive today, for these experiences to be seen. So, for example, sometimes we've had ancestors who've had a tremendous amount of suffering. They've gone through a lot of pain or loss or trauma, sometimes as individuals because of individual circumstance in their life, sometimes because of a collective experience where their whole people were persecuted for some reason, you know. And there's a drive in the soul that's operating that says, you know, we want, as descendants, we want those experiences to be seen, and the best way to get them to be seen is for us to continue leading our lives with an element of suffering in our lives out of a desire from the soul to get their experience seen. So, you know, that map, map is one word, blueprint is another. It's interesting, you know, I don't know why I use that word today, map. I just know that it came through, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's something about, as you said, this monthly conversation that we have around the soul, ancestors, ancestral blueprints. And you and I, when we talk before the show, we take different angles. Sometimes there's a theme that's coming up for us. Sometimes there isn't a theme, and we've learned not to force it because what needs to happen will happen. It always does. It's all about being present, as you shared earlier. And, you know, as you say map, I kind of see – I just had this image of people looking at a map, looking for direction, finding their way. You talk about feeling free to be something else, or sometimes out of blind love, we suffer for our ancestors. And it's like – I guess I'm trying to, and I think we've had this topic, this conversation before, around wrapping that around. You're free to create your own reality, but we're still linked to our ancestors through blind love. And I wonder, you know, because I really get that. I really get that you create your reality, because you do. However, mm-hmm. when you're aware of your connection, mm-hmm. you can create from a more empowered point of view, empowered space, if you will. And so when you talk about the blind love and the need to feel free and wanting to be free, but just kind of not feeling that it's possible. Let me digress a little bit. Let me just go here, because one of the things that's happening as you were talking as well, and I've shared this on the show, I've shared it in a family constellation circle that you've done here in Atlanta, is I'm always brought back to my family. Like, we've always lived in different places. You know, my sister's in England, I'm here, my brother's here, my dad is in England now, but he'll be back in Nigeria. But there's always been times when I was in Nigeria, my older sister and older brother were in England. So we've always been living apart. And I've always wondered what that's about. I am at peace with it now, because we stay connected. Now, we don't talk regularly, but there's something about distance that I'm always trying to figure out. So for me, the need to feel free in that is, for me, is not to judge the fact that we live separately, to accept it as what it is. So when we talk about the need to be free, and there's somebody who's feeling just stuck, you know, it seems like everything they do, they keep repeating the same scenario and they can't break out of it. How can family constellations, ancestral blueprints, really help them to set themselves free?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great question. You know, the constellation approach can help people see how their own individual stuckness is mm-hmm. often in connection with other people in the family earlier who experienced something that has some of that same quality to it.
Mm.
That stuckness can be lots of different things.
Mm.
A common stuckness that's a surprise for people in the States and in Western culture,
mm-hmm.
but it's really common, has to do with stuckness around life and death,
mm.
where somebody's died. And the grief over their death was so hard, the grief got frozen in the soul. So a person might be feeling stuck in their life, and it has to do with a resonance with that stuck grief mm. over somebody who died. And it could be a person who died a generation ago. It could be 3-4 generations ago.
Huh.
That's how deeply we love, and that's how deeply connected we are with one another in these blueprints. So that constellation approach can be just like nothing I've ever experienced before, can so quickly and profoundly and respectfully and gently bring those images to light. And that process of honoring those truths of ways that we've been in that connection with other people who came before us, mm-hmm. that honoring of that connection helps it to shift, helps to release that kind of a bond, so that there can be an alignment rather than a stuckness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. From doing this work with you, and actually before I say that, the number is 347-426-3346. With your questions or comment, make sure you press 1 on your keypad, 347-426-3346. As I listen, Lisa, you know, we've done, I don't know how many of these shows. We've done a lot of shows since 2008. Yep. And you and I have been to the Family Constellation Circle. And I think of the word you're using, honoring. You know, honoring. And there are people who say, oh, so many things happen in my family, I'm just too embarrassed to talk about it, it's too negative, I don't even want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. How do you honor something? How do you honor a grief, a trauma, something that happened that you're ashamed of? How do you honor that and still be able to or not even want to talk about it? Because you talk about the secrets. You know, if honoring helps us, if it helps to set us free, how do we honor the things that we're ashamed of?
Mm-hmm. That's such a great question, Ade. So my first thought to respond is pacing. There's something about pacing. There's a divine, my sense, there's a divine pacing. There's a divine timing operating all the time. So nobody can force another one to honor, you know.
Yes.
You know, if or when it's time, then it's time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when there is an experience of shame over family experience, you know, recognizing again that shame is in connection. It's not just an individual experience. We think so much in the States that about the individual.
Right.
You know, so the shame is in connection with others. Sometimes we have shame, and it's really that we are carrying that experience for somebody else. So the carrying of the shame is also an expression of love. So just to see that, you know, it's like that's a simple thing, but that's a really big thing to see.
It is really, really big. Yes, yes. One of the images that you brought to mind, pun intended for me, is that idea of, you know, the life that's flowing through me is the same life that's flowing through my father and was flowing through my mother and their parents, you know, it goes on and on, great grandparents. That life that is flowing through us right now runs deep. And we know that the life that we're living would affect and influence our children, our nieces and nephews right now. So if my life is going to affect my children, my niece, my nephews, then of course the life my parents lived or are living is going to affect the life that I'm living. And I think sometimes in the spiritual community, we don't want to, I think there's a tendency for some of us to want to not look at things that don't feel good and not acknowledge it. And the thing really is, when we start saying it's not a good feeling, that's when the problem starts. If we just look at it as an experience and saying, my great-great-grandparent may have had an experience that they really, you know, maybe my grandparent did something and he was shamed in the town, in the village or whatever. That energy lingers. If he didn't deal with it, it gets passed down to his children. And then it passed down to me. And if I don't deal with it, if I don't bring awareness to it, if I don't honor it, then it keeps passing down. In the Bible, it talks about, what's that thing about the generations of the father who passed into from generation to generation? It's really that simple, you know?
Yeah. Yes, and shame is, you know, shame is an experience in connection with judgment, where, you know, out of our humanness, sometimes what happens is we or somebody in our family has judged somebody else. And judge them so deeply that the experience on the receiving end is one of shame. And in that kind of a circumstances, it's like there can be a judgment over. It's like you're just not okay because of who you are.
Right.
Like there's a context operating that says it's not okay to be this, that, or the other thing. You know, it's not okay to have a particular skin color. It's not okay to be gay. It's not okay to not operate the family business if there's been a family business that's been passed down from one generation to the next, and maybe then along from somebody who says, I don't want to do that business. I want to go do something else.
Right.
And so there's shame about that. There's shame about you know, doing something different than what the family wants, you know, many kind of things. And so, you know, at the same time as there can be that kind of a human experience What's also true is that in our ancestries, there are many, many pockets of resources. So in all of our ancestries, there exists a time and a place and an access point in those blueprints that existed before the shame, that existed before the judgment. And so we can, it's one of the deep joys for me and my work is being with people, guiding them to access those blessings to help break up those hard spots in the soul where there has been this experience of shame or judgment or exclusion, all these things.
Yes, yes.
And so it's all the same package, you know, we can't access those pockets of resources when we try to stay disconnected. We have to, you know, have these kind of conversations like we're having in order to be able to go there.
Yes, yes. And there's lots, as always, so much has been triggered for me, and we'll talk about it when we come back on the other side. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Life Coach Ade and my co-host Lisa Iverson. Her website address is Lisa Iverson. The last name is I-V-E-R-S-E-N. I-V-E-R-S-E-N.com. You can find out more about Ancestral Blueprints, Family Constellations, her book. Lisa Iverson is a psychotherapist, a facilitator of the Family Constellation process technology, if you will. And there's lots of information on our site. When we come back, Lisa, I was watching an interview yesterday, and there's an interview that Oprah did with Ralph Lauren, and he lives on a 17,000-acre land. I can't even fathom that.
Wow.
I don't
that's
even
like
know
a,
what that
that's
looks
like. That's like a country.
I know, that's right.
How big is that?
Big is that. And he has like 400-something shops across the world. And I'm looking at this man living out wealth, abundance, and how he lives. I mean, it seems like he's a little bit on the strict side. I mean, when I say strict, because there's things that he insinuated that nobody comes there only by invitation. And it seems like he doesn't play with his life. He's clear about what he wants. And yesterday I was thinking, because when he was a child, Oprah asked him, what did you want to do when you were a child? He said, I wanted to do everything. I wanted to be a singer. I wanted to be an artist. I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be this. He just listed all the things he wanted to do. But he said, I never wanted to be a designer, and he still doesn't see himself as a designer. But he sees himself as a storyteller, really. Mm-hmm. But what I want to talk about when we come back is, when I was looking at it, I couldn't help but think, what is in his ancestral blueprints that create the space for this man to be... What, his business is what, like 12, is it 12 billion or 20 billion business that he has? And it's, I mean, 17,000 acres of land, and he's so successful. And I was really just pondering that. It's like, maybe there was something in his ancestries that's passed down to him. You know, I want us to talk more about that, because normally sometimes when we talk about family constellations, we talk about things that what people are ashamed of, you know, how we manifest itself through alcoholism and drugs and all these other things that happen. But I'm also wondering about the flip side. So when we come back, please, I want to hear your thoughts on that.
Yes, okay.
You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Life Coach Ade and Lisa Iverson. Once again, her website address is lisaiverson.com, I-V-E-R-S-E-N. We're going to take a quick break. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad, and make sure you tell somebody about this show now while it's live so they can call in, especially people who just cannot break the habit of alcoholism, or they're on drugs and they got everything, but everybody's saying, you're just letting your life waste away. They can't help it. It's in their map. They need help. They need awareness. They need love. Yes, they do.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pookie bear.
Your Zammy Lumpkins.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex. Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex. So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to forparents.gov, you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom. Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry. I'll always be your little muffin head. Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Yeah, right. No,
Mom?
Dad? You think if we talk...
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
See, that's the problem. When you give children a mile, they take 10,000 miles. You only can talk about your sex conversation one time. Don't be crashing my show. What's wrong with you? You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. The number is 347-426-3346. Questions, comments, thoughts, idea. Maybe something is triggered and you're not quite sure how to fit it in, if it makes sense. Maybe you have a thought that actually goes against everything that we're talking about. 347-426-3346. So Ancestral Blueprints, Lisa. You know, I was asking about people who come to this. I mean, actually, when you look at it, there's some people. Ralph Lauren is one of them. But there's some people, it would look like their life was just, they were born successful. They don't have any problems. I mean, that's an illusion because they may not talk about it. But when you think of the richest people in the world, they seem to have It's like they have a special gift. They know how to handle life. They're living abundantly. They got, to us, it looks like they got everything they need. Does that have something to do with ancestral blueprints? Does that mean their ancestors didn't have issues? Their ancestors felt them, saw themselves as worthy? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, two things come to mind. One is, I think our ancestors, no matter what our life circumstances, it's in some kind of connection with our ancestors. So that includes when we have blessings in our lives. Mm-hmm. An experience of abundance in whatever form, that's in connection. The second thing that comes to mind is the value that we place on money.
Mm.
You know? you get it, you know?
Yeah, yes, I do. I heard something go, uh-oh. Here you go. Go ahead. Uh-oh.
I'm not trying to call you out. I'm just trying to be present.
Stay present.
We project a lot of qualities onto money and onto material wealth. And for me, I wouldn't necessarily, what I would say for me is, you know, absolutely, if there's financial abundance, material abundance, it's absolutely, it might be something to be grateful for, but for, depending on what the circumstance is, it might be a noose around somebody's neck.
Yeah, no, that's right.
You know? Like, how do we know? How do we know what it's like?
Yeah. So true. And then not until we read their biography or watch a movie about them, like, wow, really? They had all of that and they were suffering? They were in pain?
Yeah, exactly.
And then
exactly.
We have new awareness. Because always looking from outside and looking in, we think, oh, yeah, they got it made. But we never know what someone is dealing with.
Yeah.
For some people, I mean, maybe that wealth and not even judging or criticizing wealth. Maybe that money, the fact that they have so much money, is actually they're using it as a medication, if you will, to numb a pain, to make themselves feel worthy.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. We never really see the big picture until we go deep.
Yeah.
And nobody knows your story like you do. Let's take a call. Yes, let's go to Celeste. How are you doing, Celeste?
I am great. I had to jump in. Hello, Lisa. Hi,
Dan. Hello. Nice to be with you. Thanks for calling.
Oh, my goodness. Where else was I going to be? my brother, I don't talk about him a lot, and I'm working on this. My brother, my oldest brother, who was a healing angel for me when he was alive. He transitioned on June 21st, 2000, and it is the 11th year anniversary of his passing, and he has really been with me as a protector, and also reminding me of some ways that I would show up that would get on his nerves, and I thank him for that. And it's really been an amazing experience, because one thing that I really wanted to say in terms of healing around our relationship is that it's amazing that I can actually say that, yes, healing can happen on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one thing that he used to do. He used to pick on me, and he used to call me orange, which used to upset me. And I flashed on the color orange and chakra and creativity. So that nickname that he would say that make me cry actually has a lot of power in it. So I'm able to flip over things that he would say that would be very hurtful and find a love in it. And I also know his name. And I wish I had known it when he was alive to tell him that he was watchful, alert, a painted warrior, and of my dreams. And I just wanted to share that, and because I feel him even in this moment, and I wanted to share that with the both of you. So thank you,
Celeste.
What
thank
a blessing. Thank you.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And that brings up a thought for me. Lisa, you were saying, go ahead.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I was just going to say it's a blessing to remember that through life and death.
Mm.
The brother, sister, the sibling connection is always there through life and death.
Yes. And so you and I are vibrating on the same thoughts, because that's where I was. I want us to speak to that, because sometimes there's a tendency to think when someone dies, when they make their transition, they're gone, and, you know, we think we can't make connection with them. And speak to that whole thing about, you know, the life and death. There's really no death. The spirit lives on. And what can people do to honor their ancestors, you know, to honor their brothers, their sisters, their mom, their father, their daughter, the child that didn't... They only lived for one day, you know. What can people do to honor their ancestors?
We'd be here all day talking about that. you know, this simple, this acknowledgement or remembering that even though people die, love never dies, is really... an often forgotten thing in Western culture. And so just allowing that to be remembered, that, you know, our physical form, our physical bodies die, but love never dies, and relationship continues even when one person is still living in their physical body and then another one has passed on and transitioned into the spirit world out of their body. I think this time we're living in is really a time for us to call together voices from so many different paths of wisdom, you know, from indigenous wisdom, from more contemporary wisdom, everything in between, so that we can see how much, you know, there's different paths on the same mountain, you know, to feel and see that connection, different ways of saying the same thing. Because what I'm saying is not an original thought, you know. It's something that people from so many traditions know this. And so Yeah, that's what comes to me.
You know, that statement, love never dies, is still resonating with me. It's just sitting with me. It's, if we can really step into that place where we remember that love never dies, and even while they're here or not, no matter what is going on, we know that love is the most powerful force in the universe. And if we can hold on to that, we will get to heal the past and the present. You know, and I think that's something. I mean, I think there's this thing about love. I think sometimes some of us are confused about it. We think it's just a romantic thing. It's just this emotions that I feel, but so much more. It is so much more. Number is 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We have a lot of people listening on the phone lines. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad so we can come to you. Other than that, we're just going to take it. You are listening. As we get ready to release the show, Lisa, one of the things I was sharing with you and what I'm noticing, there seems to be a different kind of energy nowadays. The energy seems fast and rapid, and people are dealing with all kinds of stuff. It's like, oh, I don't know what's going on in my life. Some people say, I feel like I'm not in my body. Some people say, I feel like I'm disconnected. I feel like I don't know who I am. Just continuing with this love consciousness, and when we think about our ancestors who have lived this life, who can actually help us to move through this planet, this earth. And I think it goes in alignment with asking the question earlier about how do we honor them. Can they help us to move through the changes that we're going through on a spiritual level, on an energetic level? I mean, it's not so much kind of, because I already know the answer, so it kind of sounds ridiculous to pretend I don't know that. But I guess really what I'm asking is, what can we do to have to utilize the help on the other side to move through all that is happening on this side, where things are changing, fast changing, high energy, people are feeling displaced, disconnected, misaligned?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another great, great question. I want to offer the idea that we can pray to our ancestors. For many years now, it's a daily part of my morning time. It includes praying to my ancestors. And it's, you know, with what you're talking about right now, with there's some level of, you know, people being prone to be maybe extra weary or tired with the paces that they're keeping. I see that too where I live. And so one simple way that we can access support from our ancestors around us is that we can pray to them that they bless us when we rest. You know, there's this really simple thing that, you know, when a person's tired or they're going at a particular pace that feels really fast, sometimes just slowing down and resting, you know, you're in touch with this wisdom. It's a beautiful thing, you know. You're talking about, you know, you've been keeping this pace with the shows, all the really important, great shows that you're doing, and it's time to take a break and just rest. And so to be able to, you know, to be able to inside one's self, just take a moment of conversation, prayer, whatever the word is that feels right, to ask for a blessing while we do those kinds of things, like take a break, slow down, take a nap, whatever the form is. I know for me, when I do that, there's an it immediately shifts something inside of me. It reminds me how much I'm not alone, how much my own experience of tiredness or trying to keep up with whatever it is I think I'm supposed to be keeping up with is not an original experience.
Right.
And that there's a wellspring of wisdom inside of me, in connection with a map that's bigger than me, that's a huge resource. So, yeah.
Yeah, As you talk, I'm laughing over here because, as I said to you, and I shared with my listeners, you know, I started a new format on Life Conversations Radio about a year ago, in May, actually. And since May, I've just been doing shows every day. I mean, just back to back to back to back. And the times I'm not here, I do a rerun. Of course, I wasn't here on Sundays, Saturdays and Sundays. But just been doing shows back to back and do other shows with other people. And Monday was when I decided, you know, I'm going to take a break. And the funny thing was, it happened in a conversation I was having with a friend of mine. And once I decided that I was going to take a break, suddenly I just became present to how tired my body is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, I am really tired. I mean, yesterday I did the show, I finished at 1 o'clock, and I just went to lay down. I was thinking, okay, is there anything I need to do today that must be done? There were a couple of things, but I just spent most of the time in bed, and I can't wait to finish the show, to kick back. And, you know, it's about honoring ourselves. You know, if you want to honor the ancestors, let's honor self. Because when you honor yourself, then you can honor all the other connections. But we live in a society where we're almost like being busy. It's the thing to do. If you're not busy, there's something wrong with you. If you're resting and taking care of yourself, you know, you're being lazy. But, you know, it's about shifting that paradigm to really get to a point where we honor ourselves. And when we honor ourselves, then we can honor our path, we can honor our connections, we can honor our ancestors, our family members. And that's really what life is about, as far as I'm concerned. It's really honoring the life that we're living and the life that's living through us. You know? I'm looking forward to the break. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to try not to do too much work on the computer or not go on Facebook. Maybe a little thing there. I think I'm not going to give my secret away. I have a secret when it comes to Facebook, but I thought of it earlier. But I'm not going to tell the whole world about it. I'm just going to use it because I'm going to need it. But anyway, Lisa Iverson is a psychotherapist, a facilitator of family constellations, and author of Ancestral Blueprints, Revealing Invisible Truth in America's Soul. What are you hiding? What are you hiding from? Whatever you're hiding from, it won't let you be. What you can be with won't let you be. It's time to honor all of your path, all your experiences, and know that we are all simply working life out. We're just working it out. No judgment, no criticism, just being aware. Lisa, as we get ready to release the show, anything else you want us to know, anything that's bubbling up for you, and then we'll be back next month in the Freedom Month. The month of independence.
Mm-hmm.
To talk about whatever comes up.
Yeah. Oh, I'm grateful for Celeste for calling in and bringing her connection with her brother with her. That just felt like an extra blessing in our conversation. And thank you, Ade. You do a beautiful job in this conversation and in so many others. Being present, holding the space. So I have a lot of gratitude to you and look forward to next time being with everybody who is with us today, I hope, and then other folks as well. So thanks to everybody for being with us.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lisa. I love you, and I look forward to talking to you again. We're getting ready to release the show with some music. I'm getting ready to take my 7-day retreat. Not a complete retreat. I'm still going to be doing little things here and there, but I just got to pay attention to my soul, to my spirit. I need to take a rest, and a rest or two or three or four. And let's see, what song are we going to play as we go out here? I know which one. I'm going to play this one. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm always going to be around, even if it's just through the archive, and I may be posting some shows to you so you can see what we've done in the past and you can listen to that. You can catch up. Yeah, you got a whole week to catch up with what you missed in the past. And I trust that I will see you July 6th, only a few days away. Seems like a long time. July 6th with my guest Jill LeBou. I don't know. I'll have to talk to Jill. And Tamara, don't beat me up. I'm going to talk to Jill and learn how to pronounce the name. So here's a song that we're going to step out with. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you all. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Thank you, Celeste, for your contribution, for inviting the spiritual realm into this conversation. This is, where's the song? This is, well, We let it be. Oh, there it is. We let it be. Whatever's going on in your life, just let it be. Trust in the process. Trust in love to move you through it. This is Ricky, the Agape Choir. We let it be. If you want to find out more about them, you can go to their website. I'm all confused. See, I'm tired. I can't think straight. Agape Choir, agapelive.com, agapelive.com. Ricky Byers Beckwith is We Let It Be. And Giwai Mata started the show, Funga. You can find out more about them by finding them on Facebook. Giwai Mata, GIWAYENMATA. That's GIWAYENMATA. I am out. Be still, be grateful, and be loved. See you later.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.